their talents to the public good. Today, Americans of all races stand side by side in Berlin and in Vietnam. They died side by side in Korea. Surely they can work and eat and travel side by side in their own country. We must also lift by legislation the bars of discrimination against those who seek entry into our country, particularly those with much needed skills and those joining their families. In establishing preferences, a nation that was built by the immigrants of all lands can ask those who now seek admission, "What can you do for our country?" But we should not be asking, "In what country were you born?" For our ultimate goal is a world without war, a world made safe for diversity, in which all men, goods, and ideas can freely move across every border and every boundary. We must advance toward this goal in 1964 in at least 10 different ways, not as partisans, but as patriots. First, we must maintain, and our reduced defense budget will maintain, that margin of military safety and superiority obtained through 3 years of steadily increasing both the quality and the quantity of our strategic, our conventional, and our anti-guerrilla forces. In 1964, we will be better prepared than ever before to defend the cause of freedom, whether it's threatened by outright aggression or by the infiltration practiced by those in Hanoi and Havana who ship arms and men across international borders to foment insurrection. And we must continue to use that strength as John Kennedy used it in the Cuban crisis and for the Test Ban Treaty, to demonstrate both the futility of nuclear war and the possibilities of lasting peace. Second, we must take new steps, and we shall make new proposals at Geneva toward the control and the eventual abolition of arms. Even in the absence of agreement, we must not stockpile arms